Good morning, everybody. Hope you're ready to hear from the most organic guy around. Here he is, landscape architect, arborist, author, columnist for the Dallas Morning News, and my dad, the dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome, everybody, to the third and final hour for today. Again, all hours are streamed live if you're not in a city where the show is picked up. We're in, we're on radio stations across the country, but if you happen to be someplace where it's not picked up, you may be listening on your computer. And spread the word if you are listening to other people around that might need to know that, and then you can go to dirtdoctor.com and listen to the archives there. Telephone number to be on the show with me is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. This hour is brought to you by Crazy Water, the water that I drink, especially when I'm playing golf. When I'm outside, it's a mineral water that is just superior. It's it comes from Mineral Wells, Texas, and it's in more and more stores, and they've been doing a promotion to get more stores to carry it, and I recommend you give it a try. Go to famouswater.com is an easy way to go to their website and see what it's all about. But the red labels, the one that, there's different concentrations of minerals in the water that they sell, and the one that is the strongest, I like that flavor. So it's the red label. But anyway, it's called Crazy Water. This hour also brought to you by TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, and the Organic Club of America. Organic Club of America is something that does cost a little bit. I think the benefits far outweigh what it costs, but you can see what all that is about on dirtdoctor.com. TORC is our nonprofit corporation, 501c3, collects research and does testing of various organic products and techniques, and you can learn about that on the website as well. The newsletter, somebody asked about the newsletter during the break. How is it sent out by mail? And the answer is simple. It's not sent out by mail. It is only sent out electronically. So to get it, cost is really good. It's nothing. Just give us your email address. And the easy way to do that is just send us an email, info@dirtdoctor.com. Or you can fill out the form that's on the website. And you get it sent to you in email form on a weekly basis. One subject at a time, and very popular. 100,000 or so people that are already involved with us on that, and we're delighted to have everybody on board. The site that covers the products is the Natural Organic Warehouse. It was set up to create to solve a problem. We were having a problem, people complaining to us and mad at us about the fact that I was recommending things that weren't available in the stores. So we made them available by mail order through naturalorganicwarehouse.com. It was originally set up to be a wholesale distribution and still is. That's the primary mission of the company. But it also will sell individual products to people. You go in and you get to put yourself in whatever category you're in. Those of you in the business, you know, you just have to give some information that backs that up, obviously, and you can buy tractor trailer loads or railroad car loads of stuff. But if you need one container, bottle, or bag of something, it's available to you as well. If your stores in your area don't carry these things we recommend, and that's what we really want to have happen, is have all this stuff available to you so you don't have to buy Miracle-Gro and Orthonex, and if it's still around anymore, I don't even know, and Roundup and, you know, Scott's Bonus S and all those kinds of things that we don't recommend. We want you to be able to buy organic fertilizers and organic pest control products that aren't toxic and all the things that build the life in the soil and make gardening such a fun and productive thing to be involved in. Whether you are a big grower or you're a home herb grower, tiny little herb gardener, growing something in pots, and everything in between, golf course superintendents, farmers, ranchers, everybody should be using these organic techniques, because number one on the list probably these days is it'll cut your water bill in half or close to it. The worst would be about 40% reduction. So love to have you on board. There's a lot of ways you can do it there. And the basic information is just on dirtdoctor.com. Open line at 866-444-3478. Charlie is in Burleson with me right now. Hello, Charlie.
How are you doing, my friend?
Doing very well. And you?
I'm all right. Hey, your intern, the lady answering the phone,
mm-hmm.
sounds a whole bunch like Logan.
Oh, really?
She seems to. Hey, listen, I've asked you before about this, but our little baby cypress that's out in the clay pot on the patio,
mm-hmm.
I want to put it in the ground this year. It, at this point, is about, I don't know, foot and a half tall. Got a place for it. Should I go ahead and hang off till after the first cold snap?
Nope.
You go ahead and put her in today, you think?
Why have you waited this long, Charlie?
Well, because I had to take out a maple that the previous homeowner had planted, and it died out on me.
Okay.
Finally got it out of the way. The stump's rotting away real well, and I want to put this thing maybe a foot and a half away from that stump.
That's fine. Do it today.
Okay, what about watering through the week, you know, because we're supposed to go back into the torrid zone here.
Well, let me tell you, and this is something I tell everybody, it's not hyperbole at all. The plant is going to be much happier and in much less stress if it's in the ground versus being in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a pot, it's a lot harder to keep the water level right. The circling roots will continue to happen. I'm sure they're already circled in there. And the first thing that you need to do when you plant this little tree is pull it out and put it in a 5-gallon bucket of water and just let it soak for about an hour.
Got it. Yeah, Garrett juice help with that?
A little bit of Garrett juice in there, and the mycorrhizal fungus product, if you've got it, will help too. It's not critical, but the Garrett juice, I think, is very important. You can either put it in the soak or you can drench it real well with the final watering. But soak it at least an hour and try to unwind those wound-up roots a little bit. Do kind of a semi-bare rooting, not a total bare rooting at this time of the year, but
okay.
A semi-bare rooting. Water it in really well. Mulch the surface after it's planted nice and high, even though it's a bald cypress.
Uh-huh.
And it'll be fine. It won't, you know, miss a beat.
Okay, wide ugly hole, same deal that we
Oh, yeah,
well,
you
here,
plant
right?
any tree, that's right.
All right, well, I've got one at our old house that, boy, it would have taken a crane to move it over here, so it was just, you know, and I planted it that way in the backyard probably 12, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I drive by there once in a while, it looks wonderful.
That's great. Well, all right, get to work.
I'll do it, my friend, thanks.
See ya, bye. All right, Joe in Dallas, next up. Dallas, the place where mosquito spraying is out of control. Hello, Joe.
Yes, it is. I have an aloe vera, and I can't keep one alive. What do?
You can't keep an aloe vera alive? Now, we got to talk here, Joe, because that's one of the easiest plants to grow on Earth.
I know. That's what I thought.
What are you doing? Tell me what your program is.
I just put it. I've got it in not soil, but dirt, and it. I water it occasionally, and they just, I don't know, they just don't do well.
You got them outside in the sun?
No, I don't ever set it in the sun except for a short period of time.
Okay, well, aloe vera is adapted to full sun. It's a desert-type plant. It's a big succulent, but it likes it full sun, hotter the better. Probably the confusion comes in. I talk from time to time about the fact that it is also pretty durable inside as a houseplant. And when people do that and then they decide to move it out into full sun, if you do it real quick, it's just like the human body. You know, you can get sunburned badly, and you have to make that transition a little bit at a time. A little bit of sun, a little more sun, and kind of transition it over to keep it if it's used to being in the shade. But it will do far better in the full sun than in the shade. Now, in the shade or in the house, an aloe vera can be very easily overwatered, and it'll kill it. So that may be what your problem is.
Okay.
It'll go a month without being watered in the house.
Yeah, I don't water it very often.
Yeah.
And when I do, I give it a good watering.
Well, yeah, that's fine. And you can kill an aloe vera by letting them be too dry, but boy, you really have to really have to work at it. You really got to let them dry out and start to shrivel and really desiccate, because when they start to shrivel a little bit, if you water them, generally they'll pop right back and be fine.
Okay. I have a hint. I do try to do vegetable gardening.
Uh-huh.
And I take a 5-gallon bucket and cut it to like a collar, like 4 inches wide.
Uh-huh.
And for individual plants, especially tomato plants, I put that in the ground and then plant my tomato right in the middle of that collar to keep the water on the plant during the summer when it gets so hot.
So you water inside that collar?
Inside that collar.
Okay.
You can use whatever you've got, but a 5-gallon plant's a good start. I mean, a 5-gallon bucket's a good start.
Well, it'll keep the cutworms and things away from it, too.
Well,
I appreciate it. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. I'm Howard Garrett. The number's 866-444-3478. If you want to give me a call, please do. They say that their service is the most comprehensive plant analysis program available. And you know, I agree with them. Who am I talking about? Well, it's Texas Plant and Soil Lab. They have a brand new website. It's called asktheplant.com. Their telephone number is 956-383-0739. This is the company that does soil testing, water testing, petiole testing, the stem testing, in other words, and anything related to toxic materials. See the new website. It's asktheplant.com.
The Natural Organic Warehouse provides state-of-the-art natural organic products and programs that produce great results and will save you money. This week's featured product is Citrus Green. Citrus Green is a natural alternative for your house and garden needs. Learn about its many applications at naturalorganicwarehouse.com. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com. Organic programs and products that work. naturalorganicwarehouse.com.
There's a small dog food company up near the Red River in Munster, Texas, and it's the one I recommend. My dogs eat only Munster Natural Dog Food. I'm sure that doesn't surprise you. The main thing to my dogs is the taste, but I notice how it makes them look and feel. Another major point to me is the absence of toxic preservatives and the presence of the highest quality ingredients around, things like prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. Some of the dog foods contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's always something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website at munstermilling.com about how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats healthier and happier.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Back in the late 1800s, Texas became as well known for its mineral water as it was for its cattle. People were flocking to towns like Mineral Wells for one reason and one reason only, to soak up the healthful qualities of the all-natural mineral-laden waters. Today, people throughout Texas still enjoy the benefits of the most famous of those wells, simply known as the Crazy Well. Reverse osmosis, RO, is used by most companies, but it strips the water of its minerals. A great alternative to drinking RO water is the naturally occurring mineral waters like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells, Texas. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to the store to get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. That other website on the Crazy Water, the water that I like so much I was telling you about, is DrinkCrazyWater.com. It goes to a different site that has connection to the information for trying to help other stores pick up the product and all that. So check both of them out. Also, we've been talking about this insane idea of not only spraying toxic pesticides from trucks in Dallas for mosquitoes, but from airplanes. And if you haven't already, go to Facebook, Howard Garrett or Dirt Doctor. And there's a petition. One of the fellows has put a petition drive there to get involved in to try to get these people to change this idiotic idea. The main reason it's a bad idea is it doesn't work, doesn't control the mosquitoes, just puts toxic chemical all over all of us, and will kill honeybees. We're working on getting some tests right now on some honeybee kills that have already happened from the truck spraying. And this pyrethroid, permethrin is what it is, the brand name. I didn't go back to look it up. I need to do that for you and so you know what this specific brand name is. But they're all bad, all the synthetic pyrethroids. And the natural pyrethrums are bad. I don't like any of them. The natural pyrethrums that are sprayed in these mist systems that people use at home, I'm very much opposed to them, too. Kills honeybees. It's very bad for people with allergies and asthma, and just the list of bad things goes on and on and on and on and on. But the main thing is it doesn't control the mosquitoes, and so we need to do something that does. We need to use these BTI products, Bacillus thuringiensis, israelensis, in the water if we can't drain the water, and they work beautifully. I mentioned that Mosquito Dunks was one of the brand names. The other one I finally remembered, it's called Bactamos Briquettes. So Mosquito Dunks or Bactamos Briquettes, and there may be some other brand names out there. What you want to look for is the active ingredient BTI, which stands for Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. And the israelensis will be in single quotation marks. That makes it different from the BT that is sprayed to kill moths and butterflies, which we don't really like very much. But BTI is remarkably, and luckily for all of us, only deadly to mosquito larvae and fungus gnats. It's the best fungus gnat control there is, too. So there's all kinds of reasons for you to go buy these products. I should have been talking about them more often than I have been. We probably, for people in the country not near retail stores that carry this kind of stuff, we probably need to put them in the natural organic warehouse, make them available by mail order. But most of the stores, including even the big box stores and places that might surprise you, hardware stores and all, will have these BTI products. Put them out. They do a great job of helping to control, really control the mosquitoes, because what you do with the BT is you shut down them being born in from the water and getting started in the first place. Anyway, back to phones. Kathy in Roanoke, Texas, next up. Hi, Kathy.
Hey, Howard. A couple weeks ago, you talked about how you splash apple cider vinegar on your skin after your shower.
Yeah.
And so I got a little spray bottle and put some apple cider vinegar in it and started using it. And, man, it's amazing. In addition to how great it makes my skin feel, I sprayed a little under each armpit, and it really helps the homemade deodorant work much better in this heat.
Yeah, it's good all the way around. I'm as big a proponent of apple cider vinegar, I guess, as anybody out there. And I don't know too many people that do this. Logan went to school in California. She went to UC Santa Barbara, and that's where the Bragg vinegar people are. So we went to see them one time, and I met Patty and the whole bunch there. And I told them that I did that, and they had never heard of it. The people that sell the stuff.
Wow.
And it'll leave a little bit of a vinegar aroma on you for a while. If you rinse it off, it's not very much, and then it doesn't last a long time. But I tell you another thing it does. All these people, all my golf buddies, with the exception maybe one and two, but most of them slather on these things that are supposed to keep you from getting skin cancer, these sunblock kind of things. And I've never used it, and I think that the vinegar, using it to rinse off with after a shower, is a help in that regard as well.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it's also helping with keeping the mosquitoes away.
I think so.
Just one more tool in your tool chest to help with that.
No, I absolutely think that, because when I go a period of time without doing it, I'll let my little container in the shower run out, or I'll be in a hurry or whatever. And I won't use it. And I think if I went back and thought about when I got stung, bitten by a mosquito, and when I didn't, it would be related to when I didn't have the vinegar on me. Now, there's one time that I've got a little bit of a question mark about using vinegar to rinse off after a shower. There is a soap that Dr. O'Hara makes, this wonderful probiotic that I recommend so highly. They also make a soap. And it is an unbelievable soap. It's a soap that has the beneficial bacteria in it, just like the probiotic. And you use it, it makes your skin feel great, just like the vinegar does. And I'm kind of reluctant to rinse off with vinegar after I've used that soap.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. I just use Dr. Bronner's soap in a pump dispenser.
Uh-huh.
Because it's so pure.
Well, that's a clean soap. It's so clean it'll almost make your skin too dry. So the vinegar really will help you in that situation.
If you put it in one of those pumpers, you're not using
it. I'm sorry, Kathy, I'm going to have to put you on hold. I got to run. I'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Syrian activists are reporting battles in the suburbs of Damascus, the city of Aleppo, central Homs province, and the southern town of Daraa today. A state news agency reporting one of its reporters was killed at his home in Damascus. Iranian state TV reporting that the search operations have ceased now in eastern Azerbaijan province, where twin earthquakes yesterday leveled at least 6 villages and left scores more devastated, 250 people dead, 2,000 injured. Mitt Romney and Ron Paul campaigning together across battleground states today, but will split up tomorrow to cover as much ground as possible. GOP likening themselves to corporate turnaround artists, promising to take on tough decisions facing the economy, entitlement programs, and the role of government. President Obama and Vice President Biden also hitting the hustings tomorrow. This is SRN News.
There's a big difference between car insurance and a warranty. If you get into an accident, you need insurance. When your car breaks down and your repair bill is sky high, that's when you need a warranty. But if the manufacturer's warranty on your car is expired, you're stuck paying that bill yourself. And that's why you need an extended service contract from My Repair Shield. Think about it. How many car accidents have you been in? One, two maybe? Now, how many times has your car ever needed a repair? There's no comparison. For one small monthly payment, My Repair Shield provides you with 24-hour roadside assistance, ensures the proper repairs are made by a reputable mechanic, and they can even pay for a rental car. If your car is less than 20 years old and has fewer than 150,000 miles, call them now for a free no-obligation quote. 800-903-7443. Call in the next 30 minutes and immediately save $100. Call 800-903-7443. 800-903-7443. 800-903-7443.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. For the fifth-straight Summer Olympics, American athletes will take home more medals than any other country. The U.S. has claimed over a dozen more medals than second-place China. Sonia Richards-Ross, running the anchor leg, finished off the U.S. women's win in the 4x400-meter relay Saturday.
By the time I got the stick, it was just amazing to kind of run a victory lap for all the success that we've had at these games. It just felt good to do this in front of a great crowd.
The U.S. men's team tied the world record but came in second to Usain Bolt's Jamaican gold-winning team in the men's 4x100 relay. David Bedayat won the men's 10-meter platform at the Olympics, giving the U.S. its first gold medal in diving since 2000. The U.S. women's basketball team won their 41st straight victory and fifth consecutive gold medal, defeating France 86-50. Brazil upset the top-ranked U.S. women in four sets for a second straight Olympic gold medal in volleyball. Brigitte Barrett won the silver medal for the United States in women's high jump. This is SRN Sports. Juan Pablo Montoya has the Sprint Cup pole for today's race at Watkins Glen International. Kyle Busch will start second, followed by Jimmy Johnson, Brad Keselowski, and Marcus Ambrose. Points leader Dale Earnhardt starts 16th. Police say Miami Dolphins receiver Chad Johnson has been arrested on a domestic violence charge, accused of headbutting his newlywed wife during an argument in front of their home in Davie, Florida. Police Captain Dale Engel says Johnson claims he accidentally headbutted his wife.
He says that she leaned towards him and that they butt heads. But needless to say, she's got a pretty good laceration on her forehead. She's treated on scene and then transported to a local hospital.
Johnson signed with the Dolphins in June, 4 days after he was released by New England. The Carolina Panthers have reached a 5-year contract extension with running back Jonathan Stewart. Stewart is the team's second all-time leading rusher behind running back partner D'Angelo Williams with 3,500 yards. On the field last night, the Panthers lost their preseason opener 26-13 to the Houston Texans. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Let's get back to the phones. And by the way, Kathy, I was kind of abrupt. I wasn't watching the clock. If you had something else, call us back, and we'll get you back on here. Sorry about that. Paulette in Carrollton, Georgia, next up. Hey, Paulette.
Hey, Howard, this is we have this problem, and it just occurred more last year, and it might be because we didn't have a real cold winter, you know. But we have a creek, and it comes from a spring, and it's a little creek that runs around the back part of our property, and we have a lot of grass. I mean, it's just really grass growing. It's just taken over the creek. You can just barely see the little streams coming down it, and it's just beautiful water. It's just so clear, and we have some little fish in there and all, but we don't want to do anything, put any harsh chemicals in there to kill the fish or anything. So I thought maybe you might know what we could do.
Well, yeah, there's a couple of things that you could look into, Paulette. There are some fish that you can put in there that will eat aquatic plants that can be legal. In Texas, you have to get a permit, and it's certain kinds of fish. You have to go through the Texas Wildlife Department or the you know, the state fish hatchery or somebody like that to find out which fish are legal to use and how you get them and all that stuff. So I'd check into that in Georgia and see what the situation there is. The other thing is physical removal, setting up some kind of a drag with hooks on it that can be thrown out and pull. That's better really for algae and clumpy stuff than for plants, but that's at least a possibility. Long term, you need to look at the possibility of making the water depth a little deeper right at the edges. Certain plants grow at different depths of water, and if you get it a little deeper, a lot of times they won't grow. You see what I mean?
Right.
So changing the physical condition of the edge might be a way to eliminate it long term. Also, look into hydrogen peroxide. There are some commercial products on the market, and there's concentrated hydrogen peroxide on the market. It's a little dangerous to handle because at concentration, hydrogen peroxide will burn. It'll burn your skin and your eyes. You have to be very careful handling it. But it's H2O2. You know, it's one molecule different than water. And at 10% concentration, you can spray it on weeds, even aquatic weeds, and it'll kill it, kill the weeds, and then it kind of turns into oxygen and water. It's, you know, there's not a more clean kind of killing spray that you could use.
Mm-hmm.
And so look into that. There's information on our site, dirtdoctor.com. There's other information on the Internet about using hydrogen peroxide and hydrogen peroxide products.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great day. But that was my main question because we do have a lot of mosquitoes around it. That I don't know if it was because of the grass growing in there or what, but I just wanted to make sure we didn't want to kill the fish and we didn't want to put any hazardous, you know, stuff in there to spray. But like you said, you know, we could go in there and probably go in the root of it.
Uh-huh.
And maybe, you know, with the tractor, he can put the bucket in there or something and just dig, you know, like dig deeper down in there and,
yeah,
and remove most of it. But
that'd be great long term, and then you really don't have to deal with it over and over and over again.
Right, and I'm going to look into about getting this fish. We may have to go to the state, you know, get it approved now, but that would be a good thing too.
Well, the two you need to look into are tilapia, which are seasonal. You have to put them in every year because they'll die in the fall. And then the other is grass carp. There's a white grass carp that a lot of golf courses use. And some of them are legal and some of them aren't because they can become invasive pests. So look into it at the state level and they'll help you with it. One of the other things about mosquitoes in water like that is that small amounts of oil, orange oil, garlic, various kinds of oils can be used. Just tiny amounts, just little droplets in the water will kill the eggs and the larvae of mosquitoes a lot of time without hurting fish and other aquatic life. So that's another possibility to look into.
Okay, that was my next question because I've been listening to you and the oil. I've been hearing you talk about that. So that is very good. I really appreciate your time, and you have a great day.
Okay, Paula.
Thank you so much for all these answers. I mean, they're really good.
Well, thanks. Okay. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
The other thing for her and any of you with the water is the thing I've been talking about a little bit more than today. I probably should more often is the BTI. The BTI in her situation or in any standing water where there's a mosquito issue, it is totally non-toxic to other life in the area and will kill the mosquito larvae, the eggs, the larvae, and the whole deal very, very effectively. So you won't have the adults to even deal with. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. Next is Victoria in Euless, Texas. Hey, Victoria.
Hi there.
What's up?
Well, I just heard y'all talking about, I'm the girl, first of all. My mom called in about the mosquito bites with the colloidal silver,
uh-huh,
that they're getting healed really well, so that's
right.
Me.
Good.
But anyway, I was listening to you talk about sunscreen,
uh-huh,
and, you know, going and visiting the Braggs people, and I will tell you what works fantastically is coconut oil.
Used topically?
Yep.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The one time I went out to lay out, because I, you know, I don't lay out a lot, but every once in a while I just like to get a little sun. And because it's oil, I thought, okay, good, I'll put this on and I'll bake, you know. And I went out there and I was so disappointed. I didn't get a sunburn. I hardly got any darkness. So
interesting.
Coconut oil, because I've done a lot of reading and I'm a health nut, but the other stuff has, all the sunscreens have a chemical reaction with the sun.
Right.
And that's
right.
Why people get cancer. So,
well, Dr.
Anyway,
Dr. McCullough recommends one that's got some vitamin D in it, because, you know, vitamin D is the anti-cancer agent that you get from the sun, actually. And I take vitamin D supplement every day myself, and maybe the coconut oil would still allow you to get some vitamin D from the sun and not get burned in the meantime.
Exactly.
Well, I love coconut. I'm a big coconut oil fan. I use it to cook my eggs this morning and put it in a drink every day. So I have no problem putting it on your skin. Does it stay kind of oily for a long time, or does it soak in pretty well?
No, I think it soaks in, and to me, it's food for your skin.
Sure.
No, you shouldn't put anything on your body that you can't eat, really.
I agree.
That's
why I'm such a big vinegar fan.
I'm taking that now, too, for weight loss. So
good. All right.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
I think I've told y'all about this on the air, but I'll tell you again. When I did the coconut oil newsletter recommending it, and there were these anecdotal to, I think, probably some scientific tests based on taking coconut oil and reversing the symptoms of some degenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's and MS and Parkinson's and various kinds of things. And I'm a big believer in the fats are a great important part of your diet if it's the right kind of fats. And I consider coconut oil to maybe be the best fat of oil of all. The only one that might be better is animal fats from animals that, you know, fed on natural diets, on grass instead of corn, that sort of thing, or, you know, wild game. But I wrote about coconut oil being the best oil and really good for you and all that kind of thing. And the one negative letter I got a whole bunch of letters saying, yeah, I'll do it, and it's great, and other people saying, I will, thank you for the advice, I will try it. We got one negative letter, and it was a pretty rough one. And it was from the Bragg vinegar people. It was from the doctor there, the PhD that works with him, who I knew. I met him when I was out there with Logan and Judy, and we toured the place. And he said that I was absolutely wrong, that coconut oil was a saturated fat, and it would cause heart disease, and it would build your cholesterol level, and I was really giving out bad advice. And so I called him, and we went back and forth on in newsletters and not newsletters, but emails and texts about it. And I said, John, I seem to remember that you're a vegetarian. Am I right on that? He said, yeah, but that doesn't have anything to do with it. But it kind of does, because vegetarians really don't believe in the benefits of animal fats, and the coconut oil got kind of thrown into that same mix, I think. And he said, and this was a learning experience for me, because he said, I'm going to go along with the Mayo Clinic and the American Heart Association, American Diabetes Association, than the dirt doctor on this issue. And he was right. They still put coconut oil in a bad oil category and recommend things like canola oil, which is what I was – that was my whole point in getting into that, was that I don't like coconut oil – I mean, don't like canola oil in any shape, form, or fashion. Genetically modified, it doesn't have a good balance of 3 and 6 fatty acids and all that sort of thing. So, you know, a company that I recommend all the time, and never been an advertiser, but I recommend them more than anything I've ever talked about, I guess, their vinegar. And I have a huge disagreement on what are good oils and bad oils. We get into this conversation about cholesterol all the time. In fact, it came up on our trip down to Mexico, people talking about, well, that'd be bad because it'll build your cholesterol. My cholesterol level is high, but it's the good cholesterol. and instead of the bad cholesterol. There's a difference. Plus the fact blaming cholesterol on anything is like blaming the fireman for the fire. Cholesterol builds up when your diet is bad, and it's in there trying to help fix things. So all this is on our website. Go to the health section of DirtDoctor.com. We talk about this a lot. It's a subject to talk about with Marty Whittakin on the air, on her show and my show, too, and we deal with it a whole lot. But it all fits together, you know, all this skin and skin cancer and general health and being healthy, just have a good immune system so even if you're exposed to West Nile, you won't get it and get sick. All of it is related. And there's an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Here's Steve in Log Cabin, Texas. Hi, Steve.
Good morning, Howard. How are you doing?
Well, I'm pretty good. If I could get the goofy people in Dallas to change their mind about this ridiculous spraying of mosquitoes.
Well, first thing I want to thank you. My wife, Pat, says hi. We thank you for saving us over $100 in produce this last summer.
All right, good. You grew your own, huh?
We grew a lot of it. Got a lot of squash, cucumbers. I was pulling cucumbers up into July.
Well, good. Good deal. We're going to run out of time here pretty quick. If you had something that's kind of long, you want to wait till we come back?
Sure.
Okay, let me put you on hold and let's do that, and then we won't be rushed. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. The website, dirtdoctor.com. There's a lot of activity about this mosquito thing on Facebook, so check that out, too.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Back in the late 1800s, Texas became as well known for its mineral water as it was for its cattle. People were flocking to towns like Mineral Wells for one reason and one reason only, to soak up the healthful qualities of the all-natural mineral-laden waters. Today, people throughout Texas still enjoy the benefits of the most famous of those wells, simply known as the Crazy Well. Reverse osmosis, RO, is used by most companies, but it strips the water of its minerals. A great alternative to drinking RO water is the naturally occurring mineral waters like Crazy Water from Mineral Wells, Texas. Mother Nature has provided Crazy Water the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals in these naturally alkaline waters. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us on the homepage to find a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to the store to get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
It's kind of humorous now. Everybody out there is trying to get on the green bandwagon. Even some of the polluters who still recommend toxic fertilizers and pesticides. There's one company, though, that's been truly green for a very long time. It's the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. When it comes to taking care of your lawn, your garden, or your farm, Medina's products cover all the bases. All of the Medina products work by stimulating the soil biology that I talk about all the time. That helps with all plants. Whether growing herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, you can feel good knowing that you're spending your dollars wisely, as well as treating your soil, plants, and the environment right. All of Medina's products improve the soil. Some are totally organic. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina now, and it's available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website for more information is MedinaAg.com. You'll find these wonderful products at any store that sells organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, let's get back with Steve and see what's up in Log Cabin. Hey, Steve.
I've got a neighbor over here across the street. And they pretty well use chemicals,
yeah.
Pesticides and stuff. But I keep telling them that I listen to you, and they tried some Thrive this year, and it worked wonders. So he wanted me to ask you, next time I talk to you, they had broccoli.
Mm-hmm.
And the heads on the broccoli were very small. And it's all of a sudden it shot up the stalk with the flowers, and it flowered out. Now, I think I know what the problem is, but I want to get your opinion because I could be wrong.
Well, the main problem with bolting like that, Steve, usually is the weather. It just got too hot. Broccoli likes it really cool, and they probably got them in a little bit too late. And then once they started trying to form the heads and mature, the temperature was so high that they bolted, and that's what happened.
That's what I thought. I wanted to be sure, though, and I knew you'd have the answer on that.
They like it cool. Broccoli like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, all those kinds of things. Cooler, the better. They want to mature when it's still on the coolish side, and when it starts getting warm, they start getting all bothered, and here come the harlequin bugs to attack and take them out, and the flower and the whole deal. One thing, though, for everybody is that when they're bolting and flowering, they're still edible. They just don't look like what you're wanting them to look like, but it is still edible at that point.
Well, I kind of suspected it might be something like that, but I wanted to be sure. I appreciate you, Howard.
Appreciate the call. Talk to you again soon. Let's go to see what Crazy Rick's up to over in Fate, Texas. You're not in Fate exactly, though, are you, Rick?
No, sir. My mail comes out of Roy City.
Roy City, that's right. What's up?
But I guess it is my fate to be living out here close to Fate.
Yeah.
I got a sample of some canola honey. It's not very sweet. It has no flavor. And it goes crystalline real quick. My question to you is, where can we send it? What can we do to find out about its toxicity to humans, especially since it is the highest, the beekeepers get the highest dollar off of canola honey, and it is the most widely used honey in manufactured or processed foods.
Well, that's probably because it's just real easy to grow, and the price is the price point is there. I think that's why the Whole Foods and Central Markets and other grocery stores that are supposedly health stores, you know, are still selling canola and cooking products with canola is it's cheaper. So that's why it's being used. Is there a problem about genetic modification being involved in it? I'd say yes. We can't avoid all that totally, as you and I have talked about, because it's going to be in the soy and it's going to be in the other corn and in the other products that we still need to use from time to time. But being in the honey would bother me. And the other points of it being not very tasty and crystallizing too fast are two reasons I'd probably stay away from it.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but, you know, I've got a sample of it. I got one of them little bitty honey bears that I'd like to, you know, share with you or whomever so we can find out, you know, the benefits or negative benefits of it in our food, you know, in our food.
Well, remind me about it this week. One of the, I mentioned in the first hour that we've been talking with Brandon Pollard about sending the bees that were dying out to a testing lab in Oregon. And they're super people. They were really nice and everything, and they might be able to help with that kind of testing as well. I don't think Texas Plant and Soil Lab would do it, test for GMOs. I'll talk to them about it. But that lab out there that we're dealing with on the honeybee kill might do that kind of testing, and if they don't, they might know who does. So let's talk about it this week.
I know a cursory research project, you know, I did on the internet. It seems like honeybees that feed on canola are healthier than the bees that feed on just wildflowers. And I know that, you know, you cannot monocrop bees very well because they tend to die off because they're not getting all the that they need. But when you do it on canola, they can survive forever because they get everything they need off of the canola flower.
Well, that's interesting. I need to read more about that because besides that, everything I know about canola is negative. So,
yeah, well, me too. So, you know,
Let's check it out. But if it's got bad flavor, you know, that's enough right there for it not to be a very successful way to go. But anyway, let's talk about it this week, and maybe we can get some testing done and find out more.
Thanks, man. We'll do it.
Thank you. And those of you holding, hang on. I'll talk to you off there because we seem to have run out of time. Thanks, everybody, for joining today. And one last time, help out with this spraying situation, whether you're in Dallas or not. Write to the city officials in Dallas and in the Park Cities, that's University Park and Highland Park, and tell them they're nuts. You can do it in a little nicer way. You don't have to be like me. That spraying doesn't work and it'll just hurt birds and fish and you and me and all the beneficial insects. And the way to control mosquitoes is go a different route. The BTI, the Bacillus thuringiensis, israelensis, you ought to try if you haven't already. Treat the water with it. It's totally non-toxic and works much, much, much better. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Enjoy your week and don't forget to feed the birds. I'll see you later.